We had such a great Wednesday, that first wave of vaccinations, and now we're going to have another one a little bit later on today from noon to 5, so you can get your vaccinations. We're going to try to vaccinate 425.
All of this is driven by the availability of vaccine, and that was a big question mark going into the weekend, but Tom Neal has been able to secure additional supplies of vaccine. So the plan is that the vaccination clinic starting at 12 o'clock and go to 5 o'clock at the recreation center like it was last Wednesday. The people that had the appointment because they were registered into the system, they've been notified to be there at a certain time. There's some rumors out in the town saying that, well, you can just walk up at the end of the day and get a vaccine. That is not true. You must have been registered. You must be in the system and have an appointment, and they will not be accepting walk-ins. In a way, this is just an informational announcement here, letting people know that the clinic is active today. Before you get your vaccine, you have to go through the registration and the appointment process by going to the Islands Hospital, go to their website, press the link, and you get all the information about signing up for the vaccine. One other thing, Commissioner Hain has said that he's involved in the registration process. If anybody wants to call him, if they're uncertain whether they're registered, he'll be happy to look that up for them.
Plenty of volunteers?
Response with our volunteers continues to be overwhelming and looks like we're in good shape for operating the clinic. Macon County is delighted that this program is going so well on the plateau, and they're supportive. It's hard for the county to determine what their allocation will be for vaccine. We're having to just basically schedule those events based on when we know there will be vaccine available. You have to register. You can't just walk up to a vaccine event. You've got to go through the registration process, either through Macon County, or you can access it at the hospital website with a link where you can start the process. First step of that, of course, is you've got to be registered into the state system, which then qualifies you to schedule a vaccine appointment. Once you're in the state system, you can schedule an appointment at any state location that's administering the vaccine. We have to emphasize you have to go through that registration process. You just can't walk up to the vaccination center and say, hey, I want a vaccine. The county has to have the vaccine doses. Tom and his group have to know that the county's going to send the vaccine to them before they can say, okay, we're doing another vaccine clinic. So we hope people will be understanding and patient. If they could have vaccines every day, I think some of those volunteers would say, let's keep going. But the reality is we're dealing with a national and state problem, and it filters right down to the county health department, which we're all dependent on for getting the allocations of vaccine.
We're recording here on Friday the 22nd. You just came back from a groundbreaking for the fire department building?
We had kind of a picture op groundbreaking with a limited number of people. I was so glad to see so many firefighters there as a part of the groundbreaking ceremony. And then also I took time to thank Ms. Jane Woodruff for her willingness to sell that beautiful piece of property, that strategically located piece of property in Highlands for our fire department. I wish that she could have been with us on this groundbreaking. All of us are having to socially distance in many situations. We just can't move as we wish we could and be at these gatherings. And then as soon as we finish with the little short speech, Chief Gearhart, I didn't know he could do this, he got into one of these huge excavators and started moving the earth. The building of the new fire station is now underway. The contractors were there. They're enthusiastic about doing the job also.
You informed me that the DOT is getting together for restrictions on those trucks coming up and down that road.
I received an email right before the town board meeting that the traffic engineers for the state DOT have been studying the Gorge Road. Flashers were installed on both ends of the highway. It has been somewhat successful. So the traffic engineers have been studying the issue, and their proposal is to limit the trailers on that part of the road to no more than 30 feet. If you're hauling a 50-foot trailer, you cannot proceed. Bob Scott of Franklin, the mayor of Franklin, he also will weigh in on proposal too. So I hope that sometime in the spring that will be in place. And there's one other DOT meeting that we will have had. When I finish taping this show today, I'll be meeting around 1 o'clock with Josh Ward, Lamar Nix, and the DOT and contractors who will be doing the resurfacing of Main Street 2864. They will be meeting with us to kind of do some preliminary planning about how to proceed with that project.
Boy, how do we proceed in the controlled growth of Highlands? We know Cashers is going through that and the discussion on the Hillside project. The Highlands Community Plan, you wrote about it, and your mayor on duty. There are several things that residents really are concerned about, especially VRBO and rentals.
Especially our full-time residents. I don't think that we will be or should eliminate those rentals. But I do think that there's some controls and some regulations that should be considered. And one of the things on the survey that we're getting back is that people that live here want us to maintain the beauty and appearance of this community. And it starts with the way we prevent litter and trash from being scattered all over the town. The steering committee of the community plan, they are now in the process of reviewing that data. The entire planning group will go through a process of developing a formal document, which becomes the Highlands Community Plan.
You have been named to a racial equity task force. Tell us about that.
Our town is a part of the North Carolina League of Municipalities, and I'm active in that group. And the president of the North Carolina League and the director of the North Carolina League of Municipalities requested that I be a member of a task force, which will be a group of mayors, councilmen, and we are looking at how cities can address this issue of racial equity and diversity. And we will be creating a document, some recommendations and ideas about how these critical issues can be addressed in communities.
All right, let's get to the town board meeting, the agenda, a review of what happened, the public hearing first with the Arnold Road annexation. That went well.
It was approved. We had a request for a piece of property to be annexed into the town. In order to be considered, you had to be contiguous to the town limit.
Discuss where we're at with the contract with Hotwire.
We went into closed session to discuss contract issues. And after that closed session, we went back into open session, and Commissioner Patterson made two motions that were approved by the board. The first motion was that we authorize our town attorney to respond to a letter that a bidder and potential provider had written questioning some of the procedures that we are doing in developing the contract with Hotwire. How that information was communicated to them is something that needs to be answered. Our town attorney has responded to that letter, which was written by an attorney for the company that was bringing up the question. The second motion that Commissioner Patterson presented was that we will move forward with contract negotiations with Hotwire following the RFP bid documents that we put out. There will be no variation in the requirements of Hotwire from the specifications that went out in that RFP. So we're moving forward. I anticipate a draft contract to be coming forward very soon. The board will review that before, of course, it's approved and we enter an agreement with Hotwire. I was on a Zoom call with the League of Municipalities just this past week where the mayors and the people on the call were talking about legislative priorities that the League of Municipalities had identified. And one of the top ones was broadband for municipalities, for the legislature creating legislation that helps facilitate the creation of partnerships between broadband companies and municipalities. It is a critical issue that the League has been addressing now for about 5 years. Looking back on that situation and where we are, we're in a strategic position now to make full broadband access to everyone in this area.
And so we started off the program with our COVID-19 success of day one on Wednesday. Is there a guarantee that we can have an ample supply of vaccine?
Steve, I think everyone can help in this initiative. For example, on Friday, I called the governor's office and talked to some representatives that I know, urging the governor to allocate ample amounts of vaccine for Western Carolina and especially for Highlands and the Plateau. And I explained to the governor's representative how we are really doing a wonderful job in vaccinating large numbers of people, not just in Highlands, but in this whole region. People are needing that vaccine, and we are intending on meeting that need as best we can. So I encourage everyone to let the governor's office know that we need those supplies of vaccine, and we are really using them in the most efficient and effective way. So here's how you can do it. First of all, you can call the governor's office at 919-733-5859. Let me repeat that one more time. 919-733-5859. Call the governor's office and encourage the governor to make sure that our vaccine clinic here in Highlands is supplied with an adequate amount of vaccine. Emphasize how the volunteers and the folks at the hospital are really being very efficient in quickly getting vaccine into people's arms. That's one way to do it. Or you can email the governor at governor.nc.gov and express your concern, or you can do both. We need to make the state aware that we are doing a very effective and wonderful job in getting this vaccine distributed to the people who most need it. I encourage people to really make your concerns known and encourage the state to make sure that Macon County, the Highlands Plateau, and Jackson County, and Cashiers, and all of these areas in these outlying mountain communities have adequate vaccine.